each episode of this podcast is special in its own way, because they have been individually studied and perfected. And I can guarantee you that each one of them has made me very excited. But today, thanks to the book I'm going to tell you about, I am even more excited. Hello everyone, I'm Irene Ridarelli, writer, blogger and a passionate reader. And this is Into the Books. Yes, I am really fascinated with today's book, but at the same time I am a little worried, and I will explain why later. But what I can tell you now is that today we are going to discover the book on which was based what, in my opinion, is the best film of 2023. This book, or rather its protagonist, changed the course of past century in such a decisive way that we are still living the consequences of that change. I have always heard that the protagonist of today's episode was the most intelligent person mankind has ever seen. And after reading the book, I can say without a doubt that he was. Maybe this explains why I am a little worried about touching this subject. I don't want to mess it up. Do you have any idea what movie came out past year, got such rave reviews, and for which it was almost impossible to find available film tickets? If you still don't know what movie I'm talking about, let me give you a hint. Cillian Murphy deserves the Oscar for Best Actor. Considered one of the greatest scientists of all time and a true prodigy of physics, Robert Oppenheimer was the one who coordinated the legendary Manhattan Project, where the first atomic bomb was created in 1945, consolidating his career as a scientist. However, and despite his professional big achievement in inventing the atomic bomb and later faced with the devastating results of the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the destroyer of worlds, as Oppenheimer was named, presented a radical proposal for international control of nuclear materials and strongly opposed to the creation of the hydrogen bomb. Authors Kay Bird and Martin Jane Sherin wrote a monumental biography of this tragic and heroic figure, awarded the Pulitzer Prize in 2006, entitled simply Oppenheimer, which narrates the life of this true icon of 1940s America, from his personal struggle through the fame that led him to participate in the great challenges and achievements of the 20th century, to the humiliation he suffered when in 1954 he was implicated in a tremendous investigation that would compromise his reputation forever. For those who doesn't know, the Manhattan Project was the name given to the military research and development program that led to the creation of the first atomic bombs during the Second World War. Whose scientific direction was entrusted to the physicist J. Robert Oppenheimer, and whose managerial and administrative coordination was entrusted to General Leslie Groves with full authority. The headquarters of this project was secretly located in a building in Manhattan, New York, whose name was taken to create the code name for the project. In addition to the prominent physicists involved in the Manhattan Project, such as Oppenheimer, Enrico Fermi, Leo Szilard, Ernest Lawrence, Arthur Compton, and Albert Einstein, and the US presidents Roosevelt and Truman also played key roles in the project. This book is not a simple biography that only tells a life story, but also creates a world that the reader can figuratively enter. The authors portrayed Robert Oppenheimer very well, describing not only his undeniable genius, but also the dark side of it, which in this case somehow helped to shape his distinctive character. This book is substantial and physics is almost a secondary character. But if you are interested in learning more about the man who revolutionized the past century and who Christopher Nolan so masterfully brought to the big screen, this book is for you. Thank you for joining me to the end of today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it all. Please let me know if you have already read this book and leave below your comments or opinion about it. I would love to read them. As usual, I'll see you next week.